Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
everybody. Y'all know what this is. Praise the Lord. This is the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Praise the Lord on the day, and we're going to keep going. Hallelujah. Till the wheels fall off that thing. Hallelujah. We ain't going to stop. Praise God until we get enough, and we ain't got enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to keep going. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We're going to keep going. Hallelujah, because we can't stop. This is a revival that just can't stop. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. It is a blessing, hallelujah, to be in the house of the Lord on tonight. A blessing, praise God, to be in the midst of the saints. We thank God. Amen. We thank God for availing this Jackie on the line on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody else on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. We have truly come to have a blessed time in the Lord. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your holy name. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit move as it always does. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts on tonight. Our ears are open. Our hearts are receiving your word. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. bless the name of the Lord, and amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. Praise God. We want to welcome everybody to the revival that just won't stop, the revival that just won't quit. If you're out there on YouTube, check the times on your screen if you want to be a part of this live. Praise God. Hallelujah. Check the times on your screen. Amen. And we recommend you call us 848-220-3100 with the access code 299-299. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the number that works with most phone plans. Praise God. If not all phone plans, praise God. If you can get up in on the other two numbers, that'll be great. Praise God. Hallelujah. We invite you to call in at those times on your screen. Hallelujah. 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If you're out there watching the premiere, praise God. I know y'all missed the live shows. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this, the premiere comes on right after we go live. Hallelujah. Due to the circumstances, hallelujah. But we want you, amen, to call in. Hallelujah. Amen. At those times on your screen, be blessed. Hallelujah. With a word from the Lord. Testify. Get your testimony out there. Hallelujah. Amen. Get your prayer request out there so you can put a testimony out there. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. We get ready to move forward with our time of testimony and praise report. Hallelujah. Praise God. And prayer request. The time when we come before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We let the Lord know what our needs are, but he already knows. Hallelujah. So we begin to thank him for providing. Hallelujah. Amen. We begin to thank him for answering our prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. We believe what the word of God says. The word of God says, with two or more gathered together in my name, he is in the midst. So number one, he's in the midst. Number two, he says, when two or more agree on a thing in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. So now he's in the midst. And if we come together and agree, he's going to agree. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Father in heaven is going to agree. And then he says another thing. He says, this is the third part of his prayer. He says, hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you unleash on earth will be unleashed in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. So whatever we unleash when we come together and agree, hallelujah, God is going to do it for us in heaven. How many of you know before we can receive it in the natural, it has to be done in the spiritual? Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. So when we come together and we pray, hallelujah, we pray with an expectancy. We believe God, hallelujah, amen, is going to work that thing out. We believe God is going to manifest that thing in our life. So we begin to praise. Hallelujah. We begin to rejoice in his name. We begin to lift him up. That's why I always like to use Psalms 100. Let me read it real quick. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and now we are our fed. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Glory to God. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, to the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. I want to look at verse 3 real quick. It says, know ye, hallelujah, that the Lord, he is God. Now, I know some of y'all are tired of hearing this, praise God, but the Lord says some of us ain't got it yet. The Lord says some of us that's tired of hearing it ain't got it yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, know ye that the Lord, you need to know that the Lord, he is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, some might say, why would you say that? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we need to read the next part. It says, it is he who has made us. And now we ourselves. See, a lot of us think we have made ourselves. Praise God. A lot of us think because of our efforts, because of what we have done. Hallelujah. We are in whatever position we are in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us believe, amen, because I went to school and got that degree. Because I worked so hard at that job. Hallelujah, because I'm so great, because I've done so much. I've accomplished so much. I'm a self-made person. Hallelujah. We got self-made millionaires, self-made billionaires. Some of us are some self-made thousandaires. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible is telling us it is he who has made us. It is he who puts us into these positions. It is he who opens up these doors. Jesus told Pilate, hallelujah, the only reason why you got power is my daddy gave it to you. Glory to God. The only reason you got whatever you got, whatever kind of power, whatever kind of money, whatever kind of status, whatever kind of degree, is because God gave it to you. And David wants you to recognize that before you come to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Keep in mind, we haven't entered into the gates yet. David is rejoicing on the way. Glory to God. He ain't made it to the gates to verse number 4. He's already rejoicing, and he's reminding himself, wait a minute, I may be the king, but God is the one who put me in this position. I may be in power, but God is the one that gave me his power. Hallelujah. It is he who has made me. Hallelujah. He's the one that took me from a shepherd boy. Hallelujah. Amen. To the man I am today, to the king I am right now. He's the one that brought me from a mighty long way. It wasn't of my own effort. Hallelujah. If it had not been for God on my side, glory to God, it is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. We are his people. Glory to God. We are his people. See, some of us got it twisted. We belong to God. God made us for him. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wasn't made for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We how can I put this? We belong to God. Hallelujah. God don't belong to us. We are his property. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has ownership of us. We don't have ownership of him. Hallelujah. We can't dictate anything in God's life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God invented us to be a part of his life. He dictates to us. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to understand before we come to the throne, see, he ain't entered into the gates. We got to put God back in his proper place. Before we come into the presence of God, we got to put him back in his proper place, and that's on top. Hallelujah. That's the one that's in control. Hallelujah. Amen. The creator of all things. Some call him Jehovah. Some call him Elohim. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. The one that stepped out on faith. Hallelujah. In the middle of darkness and said, let there be light. And light came out of it. Hallelujah. He's the one that said, before you were in your mother's belly, before I shake you, not even before you were in there, before I put you in there, and before I shaped and molded you in there, I did all that. Before I did all that, I knew you. Glory to God. You need to understand he is still in control. Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts that I have for your life, thoughts to prosper you. You got to understand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is still in control. Hallelujah. He is still prospering his people. Everything you get is because of the glory of God, because of his mercy. Like he said in the last verse, because his mercy is everlasting and his truth, hallelujah, endureth to all generations. Praise God on tonight. So when we come before the throne of grace, let's come with that attitude that God is still in control. Hallelujah. That God took me here. That God is prospering me. That God is opening doors. That God is healing me. That God is making a way. That it's all about God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We opening up the phone lines. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you call in. Praise God, and be a part of the service on tonight. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open at this time. If you have a testimony or prayer request, feel free.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, prayer team, prayer church family. This is Sister Linda from Lancaster. I have a praise report. First of all, I want to thank everyone for praying with me, praying for me, thanking the Lord for all of his provisions he provides for each and every one of us. Thank him for keeping us awake throughout the nights and waking up each day to see a brand new day to serve him and do his will. But I want to thank the Lord that yesterday was a really, really rough, crazy day. I need an emergency prayer for Giovanni. Thank you, Pastor, for stepping in and doing it for me. Then I woke up throughout the night saying they had to rush my favorite auntie. Well, I only have two left, but she's the oldest one. They had to rush her to the emergency. We almost lost her throughout the night. But by the grace of God and his love and his mercy, he said, not so. So she's still in intensive care. And some of the tests came back, and apparently she has an ulcer, was one of her problems. All of her body fluids was low. Her blood, her potassium was low, her iron was low, her blood was low, her oxygen level was low. And they said they found blood in her stool, so they still running tests to see what that about. But they said that she's going to pull through. It's just a matter of time. So I want to thank the Lord. So I was like, the Lord ain't done with her yet. But, you know, it's a whole lot going on. Everybody being attacked by the devil. It's like when you figure, it's like I've been stretched like a rubber band. But I was like, I'm not giving up on this prayer line. This all I got to hold on to. This all I got. Because I know God, what he has done and what he will do and what he can do. And I just want to thank everybody, and I want to thank him. You know, and I don't know what to say, but I don't want to tie up the line because I know other people trying to get their prayers, reports, and prayers over to the Lord. So I just want to thank everybody and thank the Lord. And continue to try to walk my walk with him.
I knew you was going to pull that crap.
Hold on a minute. I told you I didn't have it.
Hey, take that.
Hey, what is that, paper? You want to put
it? No, it's weather stricken. Glory to God.
They like
it.
I might have tried this, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to try with something to work.
Hallelujah.
Excuse me, guys. I apologize for the interruption. That was my disturbed child. I knew he was going to pull that crap. But anyway, I was saying, I don't want to tie up the line because everybody else has praise reports and testimonies, and they want to get theirs up to the Lord, too. But thanks, everyone. Let's just continue praying for each other.
We love you, Linda.
Yeah, we love you, too. I love you guys, too. It's just everybody's just been tormented. Everybody having issues. Everybody have a problem.
And
when you think you got my
man,
back around here,
the devil is mad.
The devil's a lie.
That's
yeah,
the devil is
mad.
He is upset, and he's trying to do everything he can to turn you around. Glory to God.
Well, you know, I ripped and ran all day yesterday. It's just craziness. It's insanity. And I've been up out for the night, but I'm still here. I'd rather say better late than never.
Amen. Praise God. Let's go to the program, Sister Linda, real quick, and then we'll get back into prayer, into the service. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come want to come before you right now for our sister in Christ. Continue to strengthen her as she goes through her situation, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we trust you. Hallelujah. We believe it. We're not stuck in a storm. We're just going through a storm, Lord. Hallelujah. And we believe, Lord, that we're going to make it out of it tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We have the faith to say, be still in the midst of the storm. And we thank you. We glorify you. We strengthen her. We strengthen Giovanni tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for what the future holds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for what the future holds. Hallelujah. The future that we can't see, but only you know, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Any more prayer requests or testimonies on tonight? Glory to God.
I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning and starting me up on a brand new day. I like to thank the Lord for watching my family and friends. Lord, I want to ask you to please go to California and stop the wildfires. Please bless Linda and your family and help whatever problems they have. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you please go on the nursing home, the hospital, the jail, and the prison. Please touch them by the Lord. We all need you. Please keep us great and keep us holy. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for... Thank God, Sister Alberta, Linda, and all of you, Pastor Corey, Brother Andre, everybody, and this plan for the people in the LA, the wildfires, and for my family members up there. I have cousins and uncles and nieces. And for the whole LA people that these wildfires are painful, but Lord, I know you there. Lord, help them all, you know. So many people lost their homes, their loved ones, but Lord, you there with them. Yeah, with them, Lord. I don't know where that fire would be coming from. It's just a lot of fire I never seen before like that. But Lord, just help them out, Lord. Go by the homeless, the hungry, the unfed, please, Lord, feed them, nursing home. Their houses, hospitals, groceries, the coldest part of the virus. We got school Wednesday, Lord. Lord, I pray you be there with us, Lord. This coronavirus is still going on. I'm praying for everybody's children. Praying for these ninth graders that's coming in. Lord, help us to lead them wherever they need to go, Lord. Help us to lead them. They ninth graders. In Jesus' name, I just pray for my Auntie Teresa, Quayla, her kids, my cousin Kenny, my cousin, my Auntie Wanda, all over. My Uncle Desmond, Terrell, Mia, I love you, baby. You're in heaven. praise Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Any more testimonies or prayer requests this time?
Brother Andre.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. It's Sister Jackie. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
I put my godson, Terry Kennedy. His name is Terry Kennedy. He was in Chicago, and he got into a fight with some boy. And the boy died, so they got him down. And they got him for perfectly middle right now. You might have heard of him. He's a professional skater. That is Terry Kennedy. They call him TK. He put his name on the prayer list, so God just have mercy on him, because they talking about giving him life in prison. He's only 34 years old.
My God. Amen. What was his name? TK?
His name is Terry Kennedy. Terry Kennedy.
Terry King.
TK.
Oh, Terry Kennedy.
Terry
okay.
Kennedy.
Terry.
Yeah, he's a professional skater.
Amen. Amen. Terry Kennedy, bless the name of the Lord. We're adding his name to the prayer list. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Terry Kennedy, we're adding his name to the prayer list, praying that God work that situation out for him. We're going to go to the throne of grace with that right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on behalf, Lord, of Brother Kennedy right now. Hallelujah. First, Lord, we ask that you go and comfort him in his situation. Hallelujah, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit to send a comfort over him right now. Hallelujah. To let him know that people are already working it out in his favor. People have already come together and praying on his behalf. Hallelujah, Lord. Let him know, Lord, that people are thinking about him on the outside, other than the immediate family. Other people are praying for him right now. Hallelujah, that you will work it out in his favor, Lord. Hallelujah. So comfort him in that jail. Hallelujah. Lord, what's at the bell? What's the bell out right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What's the bell out right now? Let him walk out. Hallelujah. Like Peter walked out. When Peter didn't even know they was praying for him. Hallelujah. The angel told him to get up. Hallelujah. Put your garments on. Hallelujah. Walk about this thing. Glory to God. So we coming together right now in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. On Brother Kennedy's behalf, you are working it out. Lord, bless him with a good lawyer. Hallelujah. A Johnny Kaplan type lawyer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lawyer that know the law front and back, Lord. Hallelujah. You have the resources. Hallelujah. You have children under your command. The lawyers right now. Send him right now. Put it on his heart. I'm going to do it pro bono. Glory to God. I'm going to do it on the house. Hallelujah. I'm going to get him off of it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to do it for free. Glory to God. Not for me. Hallelujah. But for the glory of God. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch everybody on the line on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch everybody in each individual way. Hallelujah. You have heard all of the prayer requests that have gone up before your throne. Hallelujah. We have come here, Lord, hallelujah, to praise you and to magnify you for working these situations that we're in right now, for working them out. Hallelujah. For working it out in our favor, for opening up that door. Hallelujah. For making that crooked path straight. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We praise and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. God is still a lawyer. Hallelujah. In the courtroom. Hallelujah. He's still a doctor in the hospital room. Glory to God. He's a psychiatrist. Hallelujah. When you need one. Glory to God. He's a healer. He's everything we need. That's why he said, I am that I am. Tell me what you need, and I'll tell you that's what I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah on today. Amen. Some of y'all going to plenty of fish, and some of y'all going to all these online dating sites. God say you need a hookup. I'm a hookup. Hallelujah. Why you ain't coming? Oh, glory to God. I don't know who that's for. God said that's for somebody listening to me right now. Quit going on them online dating sites. Hallelujah. God say, I'm the hooker. Glory to God. I got you. If you come to me, I got you. Hallelujah. No matter what your profile looks like, I got you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to read off our prayer list, praise God. Hallelujah. After I read off our prayer list, I'm going to introduce the man of God. I'm going to play a selection. Hallelujah. And then you're going to be in his hand. Amen. On our prayer list, we got the Delaney, Carl Delaney and the Delaney family. Hallelujah. We got Elena Brooks. We got Evangelist Virgie. Hallelujah. Mother Alberta and Michael and Jessica. We got Evangelist Jackie. We got Bobby, Linda and Giovanni. Hallelujah. We got Yolanda, Kathleen. Brother Brian, Keisha, Crystal, Tucker, Devontae Smith, Terry Kennedy, Evangelist Michelle, we got Calvin Brother, Beverly Tate, Sister Martha, and Brother Gary. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to remember to keep them in our prayers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you that are just tuning in, praise God. Oh, by the way, if you want your name added to the prayer list, amen. Hallelujah. You can just contact me at 817-217-3222. Praise God. Oh, yeah, we can't forget Sister Jeanette. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Also, if you want to be added to the prayer list, like I said, just contact me, text me at 217-817-3222. Praise God. And we will put your name on a prayer list. Amen. We try to read those at least twice a week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God on tonight. For those of you just tuning in, you are tuned in to the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. And you may be late, but you right on time. Glory to God. Because it's time, hallelujah, for the bread of life. Hallelujah. Amen. My mama used to say, you know, people show up right when it's time to eat. I'm sorry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And hallelujah. And tonight coming forth, the bring forth the bread of life. Hallelujah. As he always does. Hallelujah. Is none other than the pastor, the leader, the apostle. Praise God. Of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Hallelujah Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. If y'all ain't seen our logo, we got a logo for y'all. Hallelujah. Check me if you want to get the logo. Praise God. So you can tell your friends about us. Hallelujah. Remember, I don't know if y'all ever watched that movie Batman, but the Joker said, tell your friends about me. Hallelujah. God is saying you need to tell your friends. Hallelujah. About what's going down on this prayer line. You need to text somebody. Hallelujah. Call somebody. You need to post it on your page. Hallelujah. So you can text me again, 817-217-3222. I'll shoot it to your phone. You shoot it to your social media because you shoot everything else to your social media. Praise God. Hallelujah. So shoot that too. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Getting ready to bring forth the word of God is my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. And he's going to break the bread like he always does since May 11th. Hallelujah. We started out saying one more night, and now we're saying we just can't stop. Glory to God. I'm talking about none other than your friend and mine. Hallelujah. The holy apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry, praise God, immediately following the selection. You're going to be in his hands. I don't know if you got it, but I got it. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. I don't know if you got it. Hallelujah. But I got it. Bless the name of the Lord.
I got it, I got it. Yeah. We got it, we got it. Yeah, yeah. First.
Jehovah Jireh. You've been my provider. And you're my rider. You've been with me through the fire. No words, 'cause you got me. Yeah.
the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. Don't know where I will be.
Don't know who I will be, yeah, yeah.
Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Keep it on, come on here, somebody. Because there's light at the end of the tunnel. Come on,
amen.
Somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, I'm out there. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to hold on. Come on here, somebody. And how do you know that the Lord said that he is the light of the world? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then you know he wasn't going to stop there. He said, since I'm the light of the world, and I'm in you, guess what you are? Now you are what? The light of the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm in this series right now on holiness.
Amen.
And how many of you been enjoying this series on holiness?
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many
Amen.
Are encouraged through the word of God and through the anointing of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
To continue.
Amen.
To
Amen.
Holy. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me encourage you with this, child of God. Just because the world say it's okay to be unholy, that don't mean God has changed his mind about being unholy. Come on here, somebody. God says holiness is still right. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I don't care if the president say tomorrow, it's all right. Do whatever you like. It's all right. How many of you know God's word still says for us to what?
Amen.
Be holy.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody look, you know, I would look at him and say, okay, that's all right for you, but it's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many of you remember what holiness is?
Amen.
If somebody asks you what do it mean to live holy, what would you tell them?
I would tell them. I would tell them, living holy is. It comes from within your spirit and your soul. It comes from the heart. You just can't go out there in the world and do anything that's unacceptable to the Lord. You have to carry yourself with dignity, respect, and with great honors because. We're representing the Lord, you know. You just can't go out there flicking people off, cussing out people, acting ignorant and stupid, because that's not being holiness. You're supposed to show love and compassion at all times. And you're supposed to love one another at all times.
Amen, daughter, amen. But how many know that that's hard to do? When you don't have the power of God down in you to do it.
It's very hard. But it's
because the flesh is going to do what the flesh want to do.
Exactly.
But
you got to have the
But the main
God.
Thing, yeah, but the main thing I want to look at tonight is this. If somebody asks you what do it mean to be holy or to live holy, your answer
exactly.
should be is that you got to separate yourself from the world.
Amen.
And not as separate yourself as in not being in the world, because you can't not be in the world, because as long as you're living and breathing, you're in the world. But what you have to do is separate yourself from the way the world do things.
Amen.
But now here's the thing. flesh. Somebody say flesh.
Flesh.
Love the things of the world. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Can you repeat that, Pastor?
I said, flesh, love the things of the world. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
See, and that's the problem that we have, is that a lot of us is not putting our flesh in its place. Come on here, somebody. We can't live holy if flesh is ruling us. Come on here, somebody. And the fact of the matter is that flesh was never, oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Can somebody please take notes tonight? This going to be good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you and praise you tonight for what you're about to speak and for what you're about to say. Father, thank you for your anointing tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for equipping us. Thank you, Lord, for not only showing us the way, but how to walk in the way. We give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. Father, you know everything. And, Father, it's because of you that we know anything. So, Father, tonight, Lord, thank you for teaching us. Thank you for equipping us. Thank you for loving us. And, Lord, when you speak, let us hear and obey. We give you the praise and the glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody give God a hand of praise. Somebody give him a clap offering. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah to God. Now, back to holiness and holy. Holiness is a lifestyle. See, until you make holiness a lifestyle, then you can't say that you're holy. Woo, God, come down the street. I'm just in the driver's seat, glory to God, but God is on the driver. Listen, if we go say that we're holy, we have to be walking in holiness. Come on here, somebody. Holiness says that holy is not what I do. Holy is who I am. Come on, stay with me tonight, somebody. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your spiritual ears up real loud tonight so we can hear God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen. People have been telling us about living holy, and they're doing everything under the sun. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. Stay with me tonight. Y'all know it's the truth. Amen. They tell us everything that we can't do. Now, don't you go to the club, that ain't holy. But you got Saturday night marked out for the club. How you going to tell me that going to the club ain't holy when you got a reserved seat? Y'all, anybody going to say that tonight? Hallelujah. They know you by name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't got to say nothing. They ought to make a trip when you come in. But you telling me that God don't want me there. But how is it that it's okay for you and they okay for me? I'm trying to get an understanding. Hello, somebody. I'm trying to understand what you're telling me. Amen. You tell me don't cuss. Amen. You say that's against God's holiness now. Don't you do that. But now, when you get alone in your room and you stare at the wall, I'm sorry, y'all, this is LL Cool J. There's some words that come out your mouth that ain't holy. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it don't seem to bother you that it come out. I'm watching you, but it don't seem to bother you that when the words come out, you don't feel convicted. You don't feel sad about it. You don't repent. Now you tell me that I'm going to go to hell for cussing. Now, if I'm going to hell for saying a few bad words, where are you going? Because, man, you must be going to the same place if you said the words that you don't want me to say. Come on here, somebody. Oh, they got quiet in the house tonight. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Get in the driver's seat. I'm on the passenger side. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. God is saying, in this hour, God says, I'm perfecting holiness in you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How do you know that God says, he that has begun a good work in you, that he is going to complete it? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many know that sometimes people don't want God to complete his work? But how many know that they can't stop God from completing his work if he had already said, I've already completed it? Come on. You just got to go through the process to work it out. Come on here, somebody. To walk out the process God has already started in your life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you tonight, beloved, that the first sign that we are learn how to walk in holiness and to be holy is when the flesh is silent. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ain't getting away. I already feel it. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. But I brought my own praise with me just in case anybody bring one. Hallelujah tonight. Flesh can't be loud when you
Hallelujah.
If flesh is speaking louder than God, then that means you need to go back and let him perfect that thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can I tell you something else, too, beloved? Flesh was never meant to be a ruler. Come on here, somebody. Flesh was meant to be a servant. Come on here, somebody. He made our body to serve.
Amen.
And you know what's a mess? When you got a servant in the place of a ruler. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, somebody going to catch it tonight. See, the reason why there's such an uproar is because your flesh is in the wrong place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
See, your flesh is supposed to be serving the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Your spirit man was made to rule. For this is worth the price of admission within itself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For if I wasn't teaching, I'd be trying to find me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen. Flesh was not made to rule. It was made to serve. Your spirit man was made to rule. Say it with me. Say, my spirit.
In my spirit.
Was made to rule.
Was made to rule.
That's why your spirit man have a problem when you try to put it in the place of a servant. Because it wasn't made to serve. It was made to rule. That's why in Galatians, it says, Paul says, walk in the spirit. Spirit is capitalized. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why do you think it's capitalized? Notice, God, when he made Adam, what did he make first? His body. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody say, well, why would God make Adam's body first when God is spirit? Because the spirit needed a house to dwell in.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I mean, you know that God don't have do nothing. When God do something, he do it magnificent. God says, okay, I got this spirit, Adam, but I need to make a house for Adam. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God, who is spirit, said, let me make a house for me to dwell in. Come on. Because Adam was supposed to be a reflection of God, which he was, but he hadn't perfected what? Holiness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Oh, this is good tonight. Glory to God. Peace, Holy Ghost. So God says, let me make him a house. And then after he makes him a house, then God, what, breathes into him the breath of life.
Amen.
And between the body and the spirit comes the what? Soul. Come on here, somebody. Because then it said that man became what? A living soul. Come on here, somebody. But he didn't become a living soul until God breathed the breath in him to become a living soul. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So what was Adam before God breathed into him? A dead soul. Because it's the spirit that gives life. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And we're wondering why is there such a fight? There's such a fight because you got to put everybody in its proper order. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God has an order to everything? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody say, well, I ain't out of order. If your flesh is in control and telling you what to do, your spirit man what to do, you out of order. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a clap.
Hallelujah.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Boy, he got so quiet I can hear a pin drop. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I had that word there for a minute. I said, give God some praise. God didn't hear nothing. I said, let me turn my phone up to make sure. Amen. Glory to God. I know it's going to be tight tonight, y'all, but ride with the Holy Ghost tonight. Glory. Let me tell you something. God is saying, I'm not just going to show you the way. I'm going to teach you how to walk in the way. Come on here, somebody. How many know that it's not enough just to know something? You got to know how to do it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Wisdom tell me what to do, but understanding tell me how to do it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
How to do it. Yes, Lord.
Let me give you a prime example. How many of you were fighters back in the day? I'm raising my hand, too.
Amen.
But how many know when you get saved for real? God won't let you fight like
come on
that
now,
no more.
Bishop. Yes, no, he won't. Come on
and
now,
see,
hallelujah.
Your flesh is still in the driver's seat. When somebody come at you the wrong way, guess what? Flesh gonna go off. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because we have not put flesh in his rightful place. Come on here, somebody. How many know that a servant can't be given out rules if he's a servant? Come on here, somebody. Oh, Lord, don't make me go here. How many of y'all have ever watched a slave movie?
I have.
Yeah, about to sit online tonight. I said, how many of you have watched a slave movie? Do you ever see the servants telling the master what to do?
No.
All I had was cook and clean and did the field. Every time the master said jump, they jump. That's how the flesh is supposed to be when the spirit says something. You get out here and pray. Yes, sir. I'm on my knees. Yes, sir. Now you get God some praise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sitting on right now, master. Some of our flesh is trying to tell the spirit what to do. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing tonight. Glory to God. Spirit telling the flesh to pray, and the flesh saying, I don't feel like it right now. I don't feel like getting on my knees. That's the time you need to whip that flesh. Glory to God. Tell it, get down there and submit. Glory to God. With no questions asked. Oh, because we still online tonight. Peace, Lord. God is saying, I'm trying to show you how to perfect this holiness thing. See, the spirit man is already ready to be holy. Mm-hmm. It's the flesh that got problems. Come on here, somebody. And instead of rebuking our flesh, we're trying to make excuses. Well, Lord, you know my heart.
Come on,
I know your heart. And you need to clean out your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Reverse that order in your life
so that you could be free. You was a slave. We was a slave to sin before Yahshua came in through the anointing and set us free. We didn't have the power to stop sin. Come on here, somebody. Until the anointing of God came in and set us free. God, that I came in and set you free so you would no longer be a slave to sin. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It is for freedom. Somebody say freedom.
Freedom.
What did our ancestors always talk about when they were on their plantation? Freedom. They wanted to be free so bad. They wanted to say, I can't wait. Lord, I'm coming up there with you right now because I just want to be what? Free. Come on here, somebody. God says, when I came in your life and I reversed that order of the flesh being the ruler and put him as a servant and put your spirit in the ruler seat, I did that so you could be what? Free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of you right now, glory to God. But see, God has said all you got to do is lift up your hands and say, Lord, do it. When you say, Lord, do it, God's going to put your spirit man right where he needs to be. Come on here, somebody. Amen. There's a battle going on because, you say that you love God, but your flesh is not all the way where it needs to be. It needs to be serving your spirit. Glory to God. Y'all still love Apostle? Y'all still love me tonight? Glory to God. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
At the end of the night, I'd rather for you to be mad at me than for me to come and tell you something that God ain't said, and then we done missed the word of the Lord for the night. The devil is a liar. Come on here, somebody. God said, you too close to your breakthrough. God said, you too close to your miracle. You too close to your blessing. And I got to get you right there. Can you get me to drop in your lap? Somebody give God a praise. I will call you out of my son.
It
is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Come on. Now that word Christ actually means the anointed.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The word Christ means the anointed. And that's the same anointing that's talked about in Isaiah 10:27. Come on here, somebody. He says, has set us free. Stand firm then. That word stand firm means to plant your feet solid and say, I don't care, devil, what you try, you ain't gonna move me from this spot. Oh no, that word stand actually means holiness. You can substitute that word stand for holiness. Holiness firm then. And do not let yourself be buried again by a yoke of slavery. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
In other words, don't allow your flesh to get back in the driver's seat.
Amen.
When the flesh try to say something, his word should be very low. If you notice, our ancestors, they didn't get loud with their mouth, did they?
No.
They didn't say nothing. They kept their head bowed, glory to God. You know, it was against the law to look a white person in the eye. I ain't going to say nothing tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. When the flesh try to set up, you should say, what are you trying to look me in the eye? You better sit down. Y'all ain't saying nothing tonight. I'm telling my girl, you better sit down somewhere, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know that ain't your place. Come on here, somebody. You know you ain't got no business saying nothing. I ain't spoke to you yet. I ain't told you to make no move. No more code. Y'all not my son, though. I ain't going to say it. Tell him, boy, please. Listen, y'all. God says, if we do this thing, God says, you will have all kind of power over the enemy. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you to go to verse 16. Is everybody there?
What did he say?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody at verse 16?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads. Paul says, so I say, walk by the Spirit.
Get my money and get out.
In the King James, it said, walk in the Spirit. Either way, that means to be led by your spirit man.
Amen.
How many of you know that you are a spirit?
Amen.
Amen.
That the real you is inside of you. Come on here, somebody. We are a spirit that possess a soul that live in a body. Come on here, somebody. Say it with me. Say, I am a spirit.
Amen.
I am a spirit.
Yo, I am a spirit who possesses a soul
and
lives in a body.
I want all of us to say it together on the count of three. One, two, three. Say, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I am a spirit
that possess a soul.
That live in a body.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, it wouldn't be so hard to give God praise when our spirit is ruling. Come on here, somebody. See, it's only hard when the flesh is not in its proper place. Amen. You need to be blessed the Lord. And your flesh need to be blessed the Lord like crazy. Why? Because our flesh was made to serve. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You being led by your spirit, man, that the flesh ain't got no say so. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody come and do something to you. Glory to God. Your flesh can't even react. Glory to God. You like, wait a minute, back. Somebody had to do that to me, and I would have knocked their block off. Now I'm sitting there smiling. What's wrong with me? Glory to God. Do I got any sin? Glory to God. They know they're cussing me out, and I'm just looking at them. Glory to God. Say, Lord, help them. Lord, hallelujah. Don't let them die and go to hell. Lord, don't take the breath out of them. Lord, have mercy on them. What's wrong with me? Amen. I used to not be like this. Don't you know what side of the tracks I came up? Glory to God. People used to be scared when I come on the side of the street where they were. Now, God, you got me looking now. I look like a punk now, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I look like anybody could come along and just punk me. But God said, no, it ain't that. Don't get it twisted. You got your angel. You got the word. You got the blood. Hey, you got my anointing with you. Glory to God. But we don't get down like that over here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody ain't standing there. I don't know. Come on, give God a praise. If you know I'm telling the truth tonight, I want to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know that was me.
That's why the Holy Spirit said, walk in the Spirit. Walk in Him. And you will not gratify the desires for the flesh. Verse 17, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit. Then here, they don't get along. Are you hearing me tonight? They don't get along.
Amen.
Amen.
They got friends. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the flesh want to do the things of the world that's against God, and the spirit is saying, all I want to do is what God wants us to do. Come on here, somebody. I ain't trying to do nothing for what God wants. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost just spoke in my spirit just now. He said, the flesh and the spirit is like the Crips and the Bloods, glory to God. They see each other, they eye each other, uh-huh.
Come
I see
now.
You. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see you, too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they can't get along because they different in nature. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So God said you got to separate the two. Come on here, somebody. And you got to keep the flesh. You gotta put you gotta keep your foot on the flesh because every now and then he'll try to rise up. But he won't rise up if you put it on him right. If you put the Holy Ghost on him right, you put that anointing on him right, you put the blood on that flesh right, that flesh don't say nothing. What you say, Joshua? What you want me to do, Malcolm? I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost till I get tired. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
But I mean, know that the flesh don't say nothing.
Amen.
I'm telling you, because it's a process that God took me through. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I didn't get here overnight, and he's still working on me. Come on here, somebody. He's still working on your body. He ain't finished yet. He's still working on it. So I can't get comfortable. If I get comfortable, guess what? The best. Gotta say something. I know how to bust him in the head when he do, but I have to stay being led by the Spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Verse 17 says, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. Come on, everybody. They are in conflict. Everybody say conflict.
Conflict.
With each other. So that you are not to do whatever you want. Come on, everybody. That's why God said, no, your body ain't your body, it's my body. And then the flesh said, well, what about me? What about you? You get the privilege and the opportunity to be able to serve God. That's what about you. Go and give God a praise. How do you tell about? What about me? You get the privilege to serve God. Come on.
Hallelujah.
And then it said, But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Come on here, somebody. Now, what that means is that if you are led by your spirit, man, you are no longer under the law of the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, being led by our spirit sets us free from the law of the word. Come on here, somebody. And what I mean by that is the Ten Commandments. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the law couldn't make us better, but it can, but it could kill us? Come on here, somebody. Amen. If you broke the law before the New Testament, guess what? You didn't have an advocate to go to. You had to go get an animal, and according to what the sin was, you had to get the animal to match the sin you had committed. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you put that blood on the outside for forgiveness. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But how many of you know that blood then couldn't go to the inside? Come on here, somebody. And take care of the real problem that was
Amen.
In the heart.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord said, when I came and I filled you with myself, come on here, somebody, I was able to take care of not only the sin that was on the outside, which is the flesh, but the sin that was on the inside, which was in the heart. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody still with me tonight?
Amen.
Now, if you notice, Spirit got fruit, that the fruit of the Spirit, that the Spirit has fruit, because it produces. Come on here, somebody. See, our Spirit has to produce the things of God. I can't hear nobody tonight. Our Spirit man has to produce love.
Amen.
Produce joy. Produce peace. Come on here, somebody. But the everything we need is in love. Come on here, somebody. So if you got love, you got everything.
Amen.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Now, notice in 19 that the flesh be working. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't let your flesh go to work. Come on here, somebody.
Don't let the flesh go to work.
Don't let your flesh do the work.
Because all it knows how to work. Come on. See, that's why it's a servant. Because it knows how. Listen, Lord, you're so off the chain. Your off the chain is off the chain, Lord. Listen, why you think that the works of the flesh are these? Because he's a worker. Because that's all he knows how to do is work.
Y'all. Check what the Lord saying.
Y'all better catch what the Lord is saying tonight. He said the works of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality. Check this out, y'all. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambition, dissension, friction, envy, drunkenness, orgies. Come on here, somebody. And the like. And anything like that, that sound like that, that's the flesh working. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Then he says, I warn you as I did before. So this ain't the first time him warning them that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Come on here, somebody.
See? You won't get into the kingdom of God.
So God will shut the door when you glory God. Amen. You trying to, Lord, you know. And then these preachers talk about lying to folks, talk about that, oh, God gonna let homosexuals in. Didn't they hear what the word said? That's not going to happen. But they're saying that they might not get in. Come on. Oh, God, let me. There's somebody tonight that knows that holiness is still right.
Holiness is still right.
They tell your neighbors and neighbor, I love holiness. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, I love holiness.
I love holiness.
And tell us that holiness love me. Come on here, somebody.
I love holiness. Holiness
and holiness love me.
Hey, glory to God. Watch out,
I love holiness.
I love how you said that, man of God. Oh, anybody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Now, let's look at verse 22. Now, we looked at the works of the flesh in verse 19 and 20 and 21. Boy, that's a whole lot of work in there. So witchcraft and hatred and discord and jealousy, fits of rage, all that's coming out of work.
Mercy,
the flesh,
man.
That's the flesh working. Sexual immorality, come on here, somebody. Want to screw everything that ain't nailed down, and then want to screw that too. That's a flesh at work. You need to put that flesh in its place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Say thank you.
He got too much lean weight. He's in the place of a ruler, but he needs to be in the place of a servant. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But look at verse 22.
Thank you, neighbor.
It said, but the fruit. That's the fruit. Somebody said fruit.
Of the Spirit.
Fruit.
Fruit.
Don't you know that our spirit got fruit? come on here, somebody. But you're not going to be able to eat it as long as you let the flesh stay in the way, glory to God. Because, I mean, there is your spirit, man, got to eat. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You read about some of us is so weak because our spirit, man, ain't been eating. Glory to God. The flesh been doing all the work. Hallelujah. Preach, Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to stop letting our flesh say things at the wrong time. Shut up, flesh. I ain't trying to hear that. Glory to God. Shut up. Something we got to tell your flesh. Shut up. Look at what so-and-so did to you 20 years ago.
Hallelujah.
And they're still over there acting like they ain't doing nothing. Shut up, flesh. Glory to God. Gotta go over there and change the hug their neck.
Shut up.
Then we start trying to rebuke the devil. Say the Lord rebuke you. That ain't the devil at all. You know it's God. Go ahead and hug that neck. Glory to God. You just mad because flesh is saying stuff. You need to tell flesh what? To shut up? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 We still got grudges. We 60 years old, 70 years old, still got grudges. What kind of grudge did you have at that age? Thank you, Lord, for letting me live. Thank you, Lord, that you still want to use me. Flesh, shut up, glory to God. You know she ain't right.
Yes.
Shut up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
See, get over it. Take that to neighbor. Get over it. God. God got a bigger blessing. God got bigger things. You still want a little mini. That's why you ain't got the big one yet. Glory to God. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
They still sweating.
Wonder why we got cancer.
Wow.
Cancer is a disease that eats you up from the inside.
Yes.
And the Lord told me that comes from what? Unforgiveness. Anything that is on the inside of you that the doctors don't have a cure for, that means it's spiritual.
Eyes on me, okay?
Somebody gonna get delivered tonight. Somebody gonna get set free tonight. Somebody gonna get healed tonight. Somebody gonna Sunday. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Somebody get in and set somebody free. Hallelujah. You get in and let that thing go tonight. If the Lord ain't holding to it no more, then I release it. And when you release it, that sickness is going to leave your body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Don't you know that he's not going to let you do that up in here? Come on here, somebody. We're not going to let you do it up in here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're trying to do stuff, and we ain't going to let the Holy Ghost say, you better not let him do that up in here. I'm up in here, glory to God. No, you can't smoke. The Holy Ghost is up in here. You got to tell your flesh. No, you can't drink in here. The Holy Ghost is up in here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, you can't cuss nobody out up in here. The Holy Ghost is up in here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 No, you can't mess around. The Holy Ghost is up in here.
Amen.
Yes,
man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, how good it looks. God said no. I can't answer yet.
No.
You can't do nothing to answer yet. Come on here, somebody. Oh, yes, I want to hear that. Glory to God. No, it can't be yes until God say yes. Come on here, somebody. How many know when God say yes, it's going to be wonderful? How many know that when God say yes, you ain't got no conviction over you? How many know that when God say yes, ain't nothing the devil can say? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. You know, the worst that old devil, though, if he'll try to get somebody just how you like it, come on here, somebody, and they'll come along full of the devil. Look good, though, but full of the devil. Come on here, somebody. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, he got plenty of money, full of the devil, though. Oh, he tall, dark, handsome. Guess how I was praying. I know this God, full of the devil, though. We wonder why we're having hell, because we trying to put an unholy thing with a holy thing, and how many of you know that ain't going to work out? God, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Y'all still love the apostle tonight? Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Yeah,
we still.
And then 25 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Come on here, somebody. I like that. Let me read that again.
Amen.
Verse 25.
Hallelujah.
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. In other words, every little step he makes, we ought to make. Like I'm Bobby Brown. Every little step he makes, we need to make it with him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
I don't know how y'all know who Bobby Brown is. So, yeah, y'all have heard the song before. Come on here, somebody. I mean, we will tonight. Amen. Oh, you better get like Judah. When the Spirit moves, you move just like that. Come on here, somebody. You better move when he moves. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord.
Don't you know that I have some? Let me tell you how good the Lord is, y'all. My hands are him right now, glory to God. I had some on the phone that I was talking to the Lord about to give y'all tonight. And all of a sudden, the Lord just switched that thing. He said, turn the phone off. I said, turn the phone off. He said, yeah. He said, this is what you're going to say tonight. Because you're going to give them the 411 to how to live holy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because too many have been telling us to live it, but ain't been telling us how. Come on here, somebody. I need the blueprint to how to carry this thing out. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody celebrate him right now. Come on, glory to God. Tell your flesh to give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know y'all want to praise the Lord tonight. Come on, give him some praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
How many know God set you free? God set you free to be free. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
This ain't no church spirit online. This is the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, well, the Spirit of the Lord is there for liberty. There is freedom. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory
be. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hey, shout out to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to God. I just heard the Lord tell me, he said, you passed the test, son. It was a test. And you, somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. How many of y'all feel good in your spirit right now?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hey, how many of you can say your spirit man is in his right place right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody just thank the Lord for your spirit. Say, Lord, thank you for my spirit right now. Thank you for putting my spirit back in his right place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for my spirit being in the right
place. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Ooh, I feel the presence of God right now. Somebody need to take him out of your spirit. Somebody need to bless the Lord out of your spirit right now. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hey, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a spirit of thanksgiving on life right now. There's a spirit of thankfulness right now. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you tonight. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Rabbi. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I thank you.
Hey,
God,
I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on in, thank him some more. Come on in, thank him some more. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father God. Ah, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Come on in, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for showing us how to live holy souls, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. We got to burn. That's why Paul said he got to die to himself daily, because every day he had to do something with that flesh growing in God. Hallelujah. Yeah. That flesh man. It's man because it ain't going with us. Hallelujah. It got to stay back here. Hallelujah. It got to go back to the God. Yeah. Glory to God. While we go on the glory, it goes back to the glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God today for that word. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for that word on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like the man of God said, they've been saying this is what you need to do. Hallelujah. But nobody ever told you how to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to access the fruits of that spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because one of the parts of the fruit of the spirit is self. Control. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So you're able to control your flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God on the day. Amen. That's something else, ain't it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's flesh to make you do things you never wanted to do. Glory to God. That's flesh to have you, after you get done, you crying in the shower. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's blessed to have you scared to go holler that night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what you done did while you was in the flesh. That's why you can't let it take control. You ever been in the middle of doing stuff and you thinking, I shouldn't be doing this? But for some reason, you can't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's because you done let the flesh take over. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then when you come to your senses, you done did, hallelujah, amen, what you didn't want to do. But it's too late now. Hallelujah. Praise God. But thank God that God sent the man of God to show us, hallelujah, how to control, hallelujah, our flesh on tonight. Glory to God. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that he was obedient, hallelujah, to your word on tonight, that he obeyed you. Hallelujah. That a drop of a head, he said, I'll switch it up for you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, continue to strengthen him for his obedience. Continue to guide him, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Let the blessings manifest in his life. Let him hate. Let the haters see him get blessed, Lord. Let the haters see him get elevated, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. And we just abide in your name on tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. Thank the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We got to put that flesh under control. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We all got something to do with the flesh that we've been trying to get under control. Hallelujah. Amen. But now we know we need to access that fruit. Don't you know that fruit got some long suffering in it? Hallelujah. But I can't take it no more. That's because you ain't got you need to access that part of the fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord have mercy. That's why you can't suffer for a long time. Glory to God. That's why you can't put up with nothing. That's why you ain't got no grace. Hallelujah. Because your flesh is in control. Your flesh can't stand to be stung by a mosquito. Hallelujah. How you think your flesh don't feel to be stung by a human being? Praise God. Your flesh is weak. Your flesh is weak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your flesh trying to tell you, you weak. Your flesh is really the pump. Hallelujah. Your flesh is sick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your flesh can't have nobody look at you crazy. Hallelujah. Your flesh is just weak. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to bring him under subjection. You the boss. I run this. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But she's thank fine. You. I know she ain't. You just think she is. Glory to God. I see her spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. It looks good on the outside. Hallelujah. But I know that's the devil on the inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Amen. I want to open up the line. If you got any comments, hallelujah, on the word, any words of encouragement, we encourage you to do so at this time as we open up the line. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I got a testimony.
Glory. Amen.
Yeah. I just thank God. I thank God for that word, Bishop. Look, a brother. It took me back to when I was in the world and how God took me out the world. I'm an ex-gangbanger. And God, I'm radical for Christ now. I gangbang for the Lord now. And I just thank you for that word because it brought me back to when I was dealing with my flesh. And God told me a long time ago, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. And God told me this, when he'll flee. I didn't know how to do that until I started getting in the word, reading the word, and applying it to my everyday living. Because you can read the word and not apply it. And I just thank God for you, Bishop. I thank God, and I pray the Lord bless you to take you to every level he needs to take you to. And I pray, if everybody listens to this word, I pray they get it. Because the Bible saying, all get and get understanding. And I just thank God for that word brought forth today. That was an awesome. That every night has been powerful.
Jesus.
And I just been feeling fire every night. Every night I feel fire. Every time you speak, I feel fire from every word you speak. And I just thank God for that. How he turned my life around and stopped me from hitting gang banging, selling drugs in these streets. And how he spared my life. I was supposed to have been dead, but God said no. He said you should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for you, and I thank God for all the people on the line, everybody, all my sisters and brothers on the line. I thank God for you, Brother Andre. And I just pray that you guys just keep on letting God use y'all the way they want to use you. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank Amen, Sister Jackie, for those comments.
Words
of encouragement.
Thank you, God, and shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anyone else on tonight? Hallelujah. Any words of encouragement on that word? Do you have a question? Maybe you got a question on that word tonight. Hallelujah. Something maybe you didn't understand. Hallelujah. This is a time, like the evangelist just said, with all thine getting. Get an understanding. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there another one on tonight? Testimony, prayer request, or question? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. When we trust, amen, everybody got an understanding of the word on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you that have called in and tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody need to tell they flesh, they ain't nobody. Hallelujah. You ain't got no control over me, flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't make me do nothing. I ain't no Esau.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I ain't no Esau. I can't be hungry and sell my birthright. Hallelujah. Just because you hungry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The flesh got no control over me. I'm in control over it. I keep telling people, you don't even know how you look. You sit here dressing up your flesh, trying to fix your flesh up, getting implants in your flesh, getting facelift on your flesh. That ain't how you look.
Come on now.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
When I smile, I know I'm missing some teeth in my flesh. Hallelujah. But I know my spirit. I'm perfect. Hallelujah. I'm bald headed in my flesh, but I know my spirit. I got some long growing hair growing up. I don't know. My flesh may not look right. Hallelujah. But my spirit. This ain't nothing but some clothes. Praise God. And the Bible says, I'm going to get some new clothes.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. I believe the Father says there's a leak in this old building. And eventually, my soul is going to move. Glory to God. I ain't going
to
sit on this
home.
And it ain't going nowhere. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the man of God. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God. We want to remind you, if you haven't sown your seed, get your seed sown. Praise God. Hallelujah. I heard somebody made a comment talking about they over there asking for money. No, we not. We over there telling you what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah on today. Amen.
Praise God. This is what the Word of God says. If we would be less than what we, if we would be less than being of God if we did not preach His Word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. People be complaining. Amen. Praise God. But what did Jesus say whenever they asked Him about some money? Jesus, they want us to pay temple tax. What you want us to do? Well, if they want you to go pay it, go get it and go pay it. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Okay, it got
Amen.
Quiet, Jesus. It
Amen.
Got quiet, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's what
Amen.
The Word is.
You in the right
vein,
Elder.
He said, go. You know how to go fishing, don't you? Hallelujah. Go fishing. Hallelujah. Amen. Get the money out the fish mouth and go pay your temple tax. Praise God. Hallelujah. People say Jesus never talked about paying tithes. Yeah, he did. He told us, well, this is what he told us. He said, y'all Pharisees are hypocrites. He said, y'all tithe the tenth of everything, but y'all fail to follow the rest of the law when you should follow the whole law.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. In other words, don't just tithe. Don't just pay your tithe and then go out there and treat everybody ugly. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I want you to be spiritually blessed, and I want you to be financially blessed. They try to say that God
Amen.
Don't want you to be financially blessed. That ain't true. They try to say God don't want you to be rich. That ain't true. Why would he tell me to tell myself I'm rich if he didn't want me to be rich? He want me to lie to myself? That ain't the kind of God I serve. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God will bless you with it, but unless you put the insurance policy on.
Okay.
What's the insurance? The Bible says if you pay your tithes, hallelujah, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Hallelujah. Amen. I will not allow your crops to come in before time. Hallelujah. Amen. This is an insurance policy. See, some of y'all losing y'all money because y'all ain't got no insurance.
Okay. Glory to God.
You ain't got no insurance. Hallelujah. Well, I sold my seed, but did you put some insurance on that seed? Hallelujah. Amen. You sold the crop, but you thought you just sold that one time, and you thought that's all it required. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you got to put... You ain't got no insurance on it and wonder why it's getting ate up. Hallelujah, because you ain't put no insurance on what you sold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave it alone. I know. I'm going to leave it alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord say, amen. Sow your seed so I can bless you. Sow your seed so you tie my hand. The Lord say. My hands are tied because you won't sow. The second you start sowing, my hands will be untied. Hallelujah. Amen. And the blessing will begin to flow. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on you. You waiting on me, and I'm waiting on you, the Lord say. Praise God. Hallelujah. So get that seed in the ground. Hallelujah. Walmart. If you ain't got Walmart, or you can't do Walmart, hallelujah, we'll work something out. Hallelujah, with somebody will get it to them, praise God. Y'all got our phone numbers. You know how to get in contact with them. We can make it happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not for our benefit, for yours, because God is going to bless the man of God anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like this. And don't let it, this ain't coming to me. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. It's going to the man of God. Where it's supposed to go, hallelujah, amen. The Bible says, everybody want to talk about what's written. Let me tell you what's written. In the Bible, it says, don't come before the man of God empty handed. Hallelujah, that's true. Don't come before the man of God in the hand. Every time they came to the priest. Jesus even told them, hey, go show yourself to the priest. But when you read it in the other scripture, hallelujah, the same story in the other scripture. He said, go take your offering and take it to the priest and show yourself to the priest. You couldn't go to the priest without some kind of offering. But yet, we come to the church now empty-handed. Hallelujah. At least you used to put a dollar in the, you used to reach in the, in your pocket and put the change in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't put nothing in the plate no more. Glory to God. But the Lord say you want me to put something on your plate. You ain't putting nothing on mine. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, why? Why, Lord? Why, Lord? Why? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So I ain't worried about the naysayers and the haters and saying what we saying. Hallelujah. The Bible says what it says. Hallelujah. If you ain't sowing, hallelujah. Amen. That's you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to sow my seed when I can sow. When the money comes, it's getting sold. Praise God. Why? Because, hallelujah, amen. Not just because I want the blessing, because God said to do something. He said to do. Hallelujah. And because I'm obedient, I'm going to get the blessing, the benefit of being obedient. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word tonight. We thank God for the time to give. Hallelujah. If you can give, you ought to thank God that you're able to give. Because if some people can't give. Hallelujah. Some of us say we can't give. But it's really some people that really seriously can't give. They can't give it all. Hallelujah. Amen. And desire to, but can't. And then you can. Hallelujah. And when God slides the blessing over to them, then you're going to be saucy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Of course, we will be back here on tomorrow night with a revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say, how long a revival take? Revival means to be awakened again. Don't you wake up again every day?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You wake up again every day. So your spirit, man, is going to wake up again every day. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you like we used to say it in the 90s. Quit being a hater and start being a participator. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm gonna go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God today. Hallelujah. And he's going to go ahead and pray us out with his final announcement and the benediction. Hallelujah. Apostle Curry, it's back in your hands. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give him a shout.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
After how God has blessed us tonight, we should be so on fire to give. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said turn around.
Turn around.
That's what God is doing for you tonight. That's what God has done for you tonight. He has turned everything around for you.
Thank you.
So I'm thanking God in my spirit tonight. The Lord spoke something to me. He said, son, tell them that when they sow into you, they sow it into me.
Amen.
And he said, when they take care of you, I'm going to take care of them. Oh, I wish somebody would praise it right there. He said, when they take care of you, I'm going to take care of them. Come on here, somebody. Somebody bless God one more time.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you can feel a change. Tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Still in the month of August, God is doing a new thing. And he's going to get ready to do a new thing that's going to blow your mind, Lord God. He's going to do a new thing. He's going to do a new thing that's going to blow all of our minds. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm just thanking him in advance. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Are there any more comments?
Just one quick comment. Go ahead, mother. I'm sorry.
I just thank and praise God that He's a forgiving God. Thank and praise God for hearing the words about about forgiving. We truly gonna have to forgive as He forgive us. Because if we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven. And when you go around with unforgiveness in your heart, like the apostle said, that's a sickness. It's sin. And you might be thinking you're doing right in some areas, but there's a lot of areas that we cover when we forgive. And when you find yourself being sick, perhaps you got sin in your life that you need to forgive people. You need to forgive. And you will
Hallelujah.
Be forgiven, and I know that's a fact. I know that we have to forgive, and I like the word forgive, because when you carry unforgiveness around in your heart, how could you carry God in your heart?
Yeah.
How can you carry God in your heart? And God says, forgive.
Amen, mother.
When God
Amen.
Is, I am that I am. So I appreciate the word forgive. That really sounded in my heart. If you forgive, you got the power to do everything else. You got the power to heal. You got the power
Amen.
To lay hands. You got the power to prophesy. You got the power to do all that. And blessings will come your way. We know everything. We have to mimic God in all things, in all our ways. The word of God says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. So if we're forgiven, we're acknowledging God because He said do it. We have to mimic God. We have to mimic Him. That means do the things that He requiring us to do. Because if we do it and we don't do it, we do an error. And we still thinking we worshiping God in spirit and in truth. So I would like for you all to pray for me. I'm going through some stuff that all of us going through. That's how we getting made, shaped, and molded. We have to go through something.
Amen.
Don't feel like we exempt from nothing. We are not exempt. We have to do everything according to the word of God. So, Pastor, thank you for bringing
That's
that
right.
to the page, because we need that. We do everything else, but we forgive to forget. We forget to forgive. We got to be a forgiver. Sometimes I find myself thinking way back young. Who else think way back young? Find yourself itching and scratching.
Hallelujah.
That's because of that sin you forgot. You all pray for me and as well as I pray for you all. We're going to keep each other lifted up because God wants us to reach salvation. It's about salvation, not denomination. It's about salvation. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Somebody give God praise right there. Like, give Him a praise right there.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did we lose you?
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. We can't hear you. Praise God. I say we lost. He'll be back on in a second. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. These phone lines. Amen. The devil is mad. Praise God. People mad. People hate. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, it may sound crazy, y'all, but people are really talking bad about this prayer line. They really are. They hate. They really are crazy. Hey, man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let them talk. Let them
talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's free publicity. Praise God. Appreciate you. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Praise
That's
God.
How you know something's
warm. There you go. Hallelujah. That's when they start getting scared. Hallelujah. When they hear the truth is coming.
Yep.
Praise God.
They talking about
Praise
it because they
God.
Thinking about it.
Amen. That's it right there. Praise God. It's on your mind. Praise God. I heard a song the other day. Amen. It ain't no church song, but in the song it said, hide my name in your mouth more than your spit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When them people got their name in your mouth, praise God. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Something ain't right. Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's why the Lord said,
I bless
those who
bless
you and I curse those who curse you.
They want to be cursed.
Amen. They better be
I know that's right. Praise God. For real, if not, that's on them. Praise God. Hallelujah.
He probably, his phone probably cut off, his mind cut off 3 times. I had to get back on. Brother Andre, do they got 5G's over there in Texas?
Do they have 5G what?
Towers over there? The 5G
oh, yeah,
towers.
They got them over here. Yeah,
yeah they got them over
here.
They got them over there.
Everywhere, and they mess. That's what they're messing with the phone services. Oh,
that's a lot of radiation. Yeah. Those things give off so much radiation. Those 5G towers.
Yeah, they did. They just built a big one over here.
What? Hey, they got them over here. You know what they
did?
They like put some. They put some fake trees by them so you can't see them. But I do see them, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they done messed with everything, right? They got all kinds of stuff. Edison hooking up in the tie on the streets, on the telephone poles and everything.
Hey, praise God. We're going to get a man of God another minute. Amen. I don't know if maybe his phone died on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to give him another minute. Amen. And we'll go ahead and just praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all, I got him back on. Here you go.
Amen. Somebody give God a shout of praise right quick. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're now going to dismiss. Amen. Keep us up in prayer. Amen. Great things are happening. That's why I want you all to
And let me tell you, God is bringing us closer and closer together. Can y'all feel it?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We're going to be like Sister Sledge in a minute. We are family, glory to God. We already family. Amen, glory to God. And so we're thanking God tonight. Let's have a quick word of prayer. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. Thank you tonight, God, for bringing understanding to how to live holy day. We thank you tonight that you are the only true wise God. We give you praise tonight. We rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy. We thank you, God, for power. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to stand in this hour. We're able to stand because you are standing up in us. So, Father, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. What I say is the one?
Yes. Yes,
I say it to all.
What?
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Every day. Neighbor.
I love you. And nothing you can do about it. Come on, give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You are now dismissed until tomorrow night at 5.
I believe it. Every chain. chain is broken. This worship is shifting the eyes of
shifting
you.
The eyes.
Help me see. And it's breaking. Our praise is shifting the
atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Thank you.
Getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
My God, goodness, ready for that.
Great day.
My God, goodness,
testify. The devil's motive of that my life was short. He thought by now he thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.
Temptation.